Abby Martin says she submitted a proposal to APS Superintendent Earl Davis on behalf of the entire cluster of elementary and middle schools that feed into Grady High School.
If this is insensitive or it overlooks something, then I would apologize for that. That was not my intention. I was simply trying to come up with an educational plan that would provide the best education. I would like to keep the focus on the children and on education.
But in an email dated February 21st of this year, Martin's detailed plan included closing Cohen Middle School and making it an Inman Middle School campus. Cohen is in the East Lake neighborhood community and is now slated for closure. This normally wouldn't cause a stir, except Martin was the co-president of the Council of In-Town Neighborhoods and Schools, also referred to as SINS. She resigned prior to speaking with the WABE.
I don't want politics, which I think this all is politics for some people, to really basically override what should be best for children.
Tris Cicignano with the East Lake Schools Coalition told WABE she was upset when the email surfaced because SINS, as a council, pledged not to advocate for closing any of its schools.
Perhaps she didn't mean any harm, but the reality is she is the president of SINS. And the reality is she does hold a great deal of clout and influence in APS.
In the email to Superintendent Davis, Martin says, quote, many associate the Cohen name with the CRCT cheating scandal and a decade of APS's failure to provide high-quality leadership and staffing. Cohen Middle School had never been slated for closure in any of the previous redistricting drafts. Rose Scott, WABE News.